Well, they are bringing Disney to life at the UMD Theater. It's The Little Mermaid in its final four shows coming up this weekend. Ryan Half plays Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid, and he joins us this morning to talk a little bit about children's theater and the delights and rigors also of musicals. Hey, Ryan, good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we were talking a little bit about some of the fun of children's theater, and it does, there are evening shows and there are matinees, so that's always hard anyway, because there's kind of a quick turnaround there with that. Little kids are a completely different audience from adults, and your performance style needs to be different, but also the way they interact with actors from the stage is completely different. Talk about that a little bit and some of the differences that you and your cast members have had to get used to.
Yeah, I think actually it's in a way it's harder to perform for children than it is for adults, because I mean adults are able to pay attention longer, I suppose, in a way. I'm not saying that kids can't, but just staying active and invested in the show for every single moment you're on stage, and making sure that they're understanding what's going on and that you're reaching their expectations that they have for The Little Mermaid. I mean, most of them, well, we've met some of them, and they're huge fans. They have the Ariel backpack, or they have the little Princess Ariel dresses, and this and that and the other. So having to, in a sense, reach their expectations, I mean, is incredibly difficult. And so we try our darndest to make sure that we're making it enjoyable for them, but also adults who come with them as well.
Because they're not making any bones about the fact that they know the way The Little Mermaid is supposed to go.
Exactly.
They know the lines, they know the songs, and they know the way it's supposed to be done. Mm-hmm. We're little kids also, they don't have a problem with expressing what they feel in the moment, even if it's out loud during the show.
Exactly.
You said you folks have heard some comments from the stage.
Yeah.
What are you hearing so far?
There's a point in the show where Ariel is standing by herself on stage, and she's supposed to sing, but this is at the moment where she lost her voice, and there was a little girl in the audience when it was completely silent, and she yells out, "She can't sing! She can't sing!
Oh no!
How's it gonna happen if she can't sing?" So I was just hearing those cute little remarks, and just try not to smile and break out of character, but
you also know that there could be savagery there. That audience could turn on you in a moment.
It's true. They could just walk right out on us. That is true. Yeah.
What is it like to be performing? You know, musical theater requires that performers be a triple threat. They need to be able to act and sing and dance. And then again, on top of that, there is that energy level that you need to sustain, usually always with musical theater, but particularly with children's theater. What does that feel like as an actor? Do you find yourself saying, if I wanted to be an athlete, I would have been an athlete?
Actually, I was an athlete. In ninth grade, I played football, and I got a concussion playing football. And my mom said, "You're not playing football again." And I said, "Okay." And so it was either do theater or play soccer. I didn't want to play soccer, so I decided to do theater. And I think the cool thing about theater is that, or acting, I suppose, is that it's not easy. It's not easy to put yourself out there in front of all these people and dance perfectly and sing perfectly and act perfectly. But it's the challenge and being able to pull all of that stuff out of you, in a sense, and trying to find that in front of all those people and in front of your friends in the classroom is really beneficial to oneself in a way.
So you were used to the bright lights. You were used to being, you know, performing every Friday night. You were used to that kind of, you know, the reaction that the kid, you know, the kids get that play sports in your grade school years. How has that been different for you as you move to a different kind of performing?
That's a good question. I think I like to. I still like to think of theater performances as sports games in a sense, because you have to prepare yourself, you have to prepare your mind, you have to prepare your body, you have to be communicating with your teammates or your fellow actors, and
you sure have to trust them.
You sure do have to trust them. Oh my gosh, there have been moments throughout the performances so far where I've fallen or something else has happened. A set piece has hit another set piece, and just being quick and reacting quickly to all those different things. I think the two different performances go hand in hand in a sense.
But you've maybe got an advantage because you don't have any problem understanding that, you know, if I'm going to make it through all these shows singing and dancing and acting, I need to exercise. I mean, I need to go out and run, or I'm not going to have the wind to do this.
Yeah, they're long days. They're long days being a theater major. Get to school about 8 a.m. and stay in the theater department basement till about 10 p.m. if you have rehearsals at night. And then with shows, I mean, that's a whole different ball game. You have to get dinner beforehand and make sure you eat earlier so you're not feeling it on stage.
so you need to even pay attention to what and how you eat
right
before a show, because you certainly can't. I mean, but you're not going to carbo load.
Oh,
like,
no.
No, well,
I mean,
because otherwise you'd be like,
yeah, that would not feel good. I would not feel very princely after after all those carbs. That would not be the best.
But you can't eat seafood.
Yeah, I can't eat seafood.
Not before the Little Mermaid.
Le Poisson. No, I can't. That'd be scarring.
Yeah, it would. It definitely would be. Ryan, what are you thinking about doing after you graduate? Are you thinking about working theater into a career plan, or are you going to go back to soccer? Or
yeah, soccer. I think soccer is really my calling. my true dream is to someday work for the Minnesota Timberwolves in whatever aspect I can work with them. Whether that's sales or marketing or this and that, the other, but I'd like to use the skills I've learned through theater and apply that to some sort of sports job. I think that would be my dream job. I've always been a fan of the Timberwolves. My dad was a season ticket holder my entire life, and
I see you as a sports journalist.
That would be fun.
Maybe that's just my particular bent, but I see sports journalism would be a wonderful option for you. What about theater? Do you see community theater or something, maybe?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think the cool thing about theater is that there's any time for it, in a sense. There's during the morning, there's during the afternoon, there's during night. So I think it'd be really cool to use the skills I've learned through theater and this major and apply that to my day job. And then if I'm missing it and I really want to just get back to it, I can find community theater at night. I think that would be the dream.
And your mother is never going to say you'll end up with a concussion. Almost, almost never. I'm remembering a show. Almost never.
I have hit my head a couple times during shows, so but I'm glad that hasn't resulted in a concussion.
And did your mother know about that before this interview?
About my concussion.
About your hitting head?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because I'm just thinking, if she listens to the interview and finds out you hit your head, if she yanks you out of the show now, we're going to be in bad trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What a treat to have you
Thank
in
you.
The studio. Radio Theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.